You know?
That was crazy.
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to inception a YouTube video into this video.
Oh, okay.
How long have we been recording?
I just hit the recording on our microphones.
What about on the camera?
Camera's been going for like a, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Cool. You can remotely control it from over there? Or did you
I walked
without
over
me
and I,
noticing?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Dude. That's crazy.
Hi.
First video podcast.
Hi, Chad.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, you might notice that you can see us now.
Yeah.
That's because I put my shitty little fucking webcam up on my tripod across the room, and now we can.
It doesn't look,
look
that bad, though.
No, it does. I mean,
does it have a ring light built into it?
It does.
That's crazy.
Awesome. If I turned
Turn
it,
it
on, it would. It looks like we are. Like Blade Runner people.
Could you do it?
Well, yeah, can we
demo?
Just save
now
it?
I have to.
Yeah, now I have to know for
I, like,
sure.
I literally have to know.
Now I literally.
Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah,
it's stretchy.
Oh, okay.
It's stretchy, dog. Don't worry. There's no difference. What are you talking about?
I mean, maybe
there's a little
like,
bit. You, I mean, you
like
can't tell from over
us.
Here, but
yeah.
Like there kind of is.
Yes.
I mean, especially if I like.
Yeah, let's compare while it's looking directly into your eye.
Yeah, that hurts to look at. That's also why I didn't turn it on.
Am I stupid?
Anyway,
I can't. Yeah. Tom found a reading light.
There you go.
Yeah.
First video podcast.
Can you believe it? Like
I
fucking
know.
60-something episodes 62 in.
62 episodes in.
And we finally turn on the damn camera. You
turn
know,
on
the
damn camera. Well,
Whitney and my friend Ryan White have a podcast now about Brandon Sanderson.
Oh, yeah. I need to...
Oh, the author.
Yes.
Yeah, the author.
Yeah, I met Ryan.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
He likes Warhammer.
That's true.
We talked a lot about Warhammer.
He loves Warhammer.
We dapped up.
And this podcast. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan. You should come on the podcast.
Hi, Ryan.
So
I
we
challenge
can promote
you.
Your podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the Horizon and American Saga Chapter 1 challenge. Also, like Tom and I just did.
Try and watch the movie.
Dude,
is the challenge.
That movie was fucking shit stick.
Oh,
yeah,
wait,
that
let
movie
me
ass.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good time to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I could sync it
not
later. I mean,
yeah.
It's just so funny.
It's really funny.
So
yeah. Yeah, but they came right out the gate with video, and I was like, there's nothing
Damn.
Stopping us from doing video.
That's really impressive. Yeah, Ryan, Whitney, we applaud you.
Yeah.
Took us a long time to get here.
You are braver than we are.
Them.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
They always say, what's
You're
the
going crazy.
Hey, watch this.
Of course you can
My
do
autism
that.
Is limited by comparison.
I know. I know.
I went to the high school I went to, which also had some like middle school kids in it because it was a weird private school. There was a kid that would always like, you know, you with this
yeah
and he would stand behind you sometimes and like get excited about watching whatever you were doing and do that and smack you in the back of the head.
That's awesome.
Beat my ass.
Someone at a show that I went to recently did that in front of me and I was like, all right,
what was the show?
I think if I mentioned it, that person would know that it was them.
Could you tell me the situation?
Green Room.
Like the movie?
Yeah.
So he was eating
accosted
you?
Yeah. By Nazis.
So
wait, hold on. So you were in a green room and this happened?
Yes.
Okay. I was more under the impression that you were at a show, like watching some stuff.
And someone behind me was just like
was,
doing the fucking hand
thing.
Yeah,
someone behind you was watching, I don't know, LS Dunes or something fucking dumb like that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure LS Dunes is good. I don't know.
No, they're not.
I watched them play their first show, and I just don't really remember anything about it. Other
you
than
were at their first show?
It was Riot Fest.
Oh.
And I was
Isn't
there
that
working.
One of the members of MCR's thing?
Yeah Frank Ayer.
Yeah.
Oh,
MCR
yeah.
guy, Thursday
I'm
guys.
Fine. There's two Thursdays.
Two Thursdays.
One Coheed.
A Coed.
And Anthony Green.
Antonio
Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
I'm fine. Green. I have no problem saying that I don't really like their music.
That's
sure
fine.
They're fine guys.
I mean, they did like a cringe AI video like last year.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that
they,
was
like,
pretty cringe.
Rode for it.
Yeah,
which
they
I was
were
like,
"That's
awesome."
Yeah, they backed it
so
up.
So epic and shit, and then it wasn't. It was like, you know, Pink Floyd did that recently too.
Oh, Pink Floyd doesn't give a shit. My favorite thing was I looked at the person who made the LS Dunes one,
mm-hmm.
and they referred to them like now saying that you're a generative artist. Is how you say that you
yeah, that
make
sucks.
AI art.
Yeah.
That person's got to get beaten with hammers.
I got sent I don't know what the website is.
Someone's ass pick?
Someone's ass pick.com.
Oh, that's probably a thing. But AI I got sent an AI-generated hardcore song about Bugs Bunny, and I guess about the singer also wanting to fuck Lola.
Cool.
And lyrically, it was funny, and me and my friend were laughing about it, I guess, but I got, like, really upset immediately.
Yeah, no.
It's not that it was good, because the music was not good,
mm-hmm.
but it was able to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel
that. That
pissed
me off.
I think that, like, that's the ultimate thing, is, like, this stuff is really fun to laugh at, but there's this, like, undercurrent, undertow, if you will.
The undertow.
There's this undercurrent of just, like, this is bad, actually.
Did we talk about that at your house?
We did, yeah.
We did, but it wasn't on mic.
No, yeah, but yeah, I was just trying to remember the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought that Leg Meat Man song was really funny, but, like, you know. I can also acknowledge that, like, it's probably not
No,
good.
It was funny. It was funny. It was just also fucking sad at the
yeah.
same time.
Anyway, let's pivot to a happier topic. For our first video podcast, I do have a surprise.
What is the surprise?
I imagine this will be the TikTok clip. I hope. I hope at least.
You've made mention of this 2 times.
I procured the Skittles-branded drink at the gas station near Dawson's
Every
house.
Motherfucker says, this is a PSYOP. This isn't a PSYOP, but this is some fucking shit.
Have you tried it?
No.
The lack of how much stuff is on the label, like, it's not the Skittles drink. It just says original Skittles on it.
Oh, yeah, look how,
like,
fucked up that looks in basic.
I'm going to be honest. So this looks like something that I would drink.
Well, I have good news for you. We're going to right now.
Okay.
Who's going to be the first one to swill? Also, is this a good time to introduce people? You guys normally do that.
Oh yeah. I'll do mine.
Okay.
Tom Lovejoy.
Carson Pace.
Dawson Pace.
You don't know my last name, do you?
You're in my phone is Dawson Hill.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What is your last name?
Beck. Yeah.
All right, Dawson Pace nice. Beck.
Dawson Pace Beck.
You got a card you could, like, give me so I can remember that?
No.
When we have kids, which last name are they gonna take?
I guess we'll, like, have a wrestling match, and whoever wins.
Oh, ooh. That's what happened to all the Timmies that I know. We made them all wrestle over the name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who
ended up with Timo?
No one got Timo.
Oh,
there
okay.
was Big
Tito?
Timmy, Tito, and Sweet T.
Right, that's
how that all panned out. Yeah.
Very strange.
R.I.P. Tito.
Whatever happened to White Mike?
White Mike?
My White Mike.
Oh,
I have White Mike and you
your
have
White
Mike.
Your White Mike is probably alive by comparison to mine.
Probably.
Yeah, I can definitely confirm some things about my White Mike for you.
Oh, man. It's amazing how everybody meets a White Mike.
Everybody knows
life.
A White Mike, and I know two. Straight up, I know two White Mikes, and they are both dead.
That's crazy.
They both died bad.
Yo,
so
that's,
like,
crazy.
It's not like a fun thing to talk about.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't know they were dead.
I was laughing.
Okay.
It was
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because my White Mike was just TMing for Protest the Hero, and one day he annoyed me, and I was like, you're White Mike now. And
that's awesome.
Everyone started calling him White Mike on that tour.
Do you have a White Mike?
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure
you
I
will.
Have a,
you will. How old are you?
24.
Oh, you'll have a White Mike soon.
I'm pretty sure I do have a White Mike. I just don't remember it off
you're,
the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one in this house named Mike, right?
No.
Damn it. So awesome to drag someone in here right now.
We'll just be like,
just call them. Hey,
we found them. We found White Mike.
Make sure he's breathing, and then wake him up. And be like, hey, you're White Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's try this.
Here we go. Here we go. 14 fluid ounces.
Mm.
A little much. Oh God. It doesn't smell very good, or it just kind of weird.
Oh man. You going in for a second sip?
Come on.
The gluttonous beast.
Pass it down.
I had to.
Oh, man. This.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go over the ingredients.
Go ahead and read the nutrition.
Filtered water, sugar, shocker, apple juice from concentrate, natural flavors. That's my favorite one. L-malic acid, citric acid, which I've done a shot of just straight citric acid before.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably vile.
You would be shocked at how long it takes for you to not feel that anymore. 5 days.
Really?
Five days.
It burns your throat for 5 days.
Oh, my God.
Pecitin, sucralose, and then just a series of preservatives. Oh, and Red 40. I also had to do Blue 15 that same day.
You did a shot of Blue 15?
What were you doing?
We would all hang out in the back of a Brewster's.
Oh.
And like the rite of passage to hang out there, you had to do a shot of citric acid Blue fucking 15 or whatever.
All right. Bottoms up, baby.
I will say that Skittles are my favorite candy.
Yeah.
But same. I don't know if you've ever chewed like one of every color at the same time or anything like that.
I'm alive.
Yeah, good point. It kind of tastes pretty fucking lame and annoying.
Oh, no.
This is like that. Oh, it's like one of those fucking...
It's like a Kool-Aid jammer, but like if that tasted like... every Skittle flavor.
This bottle shape is so fucked up.
It's so weird. I can't wrap my head around it.
Why does it look like this? What's with this bottle shape? Okay.
Like, I don't know who's getting away with making these.
I feel like you should only be able to buy these in Dollar General.
Yeah, but they'd brand
which,
it to
which
be
like...
Which
gas station did you get this at?
The BP that's on the corner before you make that right turn.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
Okay.
I go to there's a Quick Trip not too far from here, so I go there.
They've got it,
damn
too.
It.
I've seen it, that one.
Oh, okay. Well, here I go.
Bottoms up, buddy.
Say it. Say it, you motherfucker.
It just, it does taste like Skittles, but like.
Yeah, I would agree. It doesn't not taste like Skittles.
It's like the impression of Skittles.
Yeah.
It's like if you could smell the bag and that was you tasting all of the Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just ate a bag of Skittles at the movie too, so I feel like I just doubled down.
You
in a way
doubled
kill
Skittles,
me.
Yeah.
I think if anyone in the audience drinks a whole bottle of this, you need to be killed.
Yeah, that is like
pass it down.
I don't like that.
I'm definitely gonna take another sip just out of morbid curiosity.
It's just one of those things where like you know, like some weird juices and shit, you take a sip and the texture of your mouth changes on the inside.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have a coating.
Yeah. Like,
and also a headache.
That's it's a like great not, thing to start recording with.
Yeah, no,
imagine
no
how fucking insane that would be, like lukewarm.
Oh my
that
God.
That would be vile.
Yeah, if this wasn't cold.
I think that is definitely better the colder it is.
Oh yeah, most things are.
And like the warmer it is. Well, I mean... there are a couple things where that's not the case.
If you hold it like this far from your face and smell, kind of smells like
what
vomit.
The odds you chug the rest of that? Can you
one,
count me down?
One in yeah. 10.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
7.
4.
Oh. Imagine.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Oh, man.
Imagine.
All right.
That was a pretty big swig.
Yeah.
I don't know why you took that big of a swig.
Oh, that is awful. Oh, I feel like my vision going. Oh my Lord.
Oh my, are you getting a fucking, you getting one of those
I
damn.
I can't take another sip of that. That is fucking disgusting. Holy shit.
Didn't they have other flavors? Like, wasn't there the tropical
one? Yeah, there's tropical sour and wild berry. There's a sour version.
I saw you got the sour, pack of sours over there.
The sour Skittles, like, are fire. I hadn't had a pack of sour Skittles since, like, high school.
Do they still have the, like, sugar, like, the sour powder on them?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. I would have thought by now that was, like, outlawed.
Well, that's the best part. Like,
that's what makes them what they are.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Skittles overseas?
They've got some other flavors.
I think I saw Skittles overseas. I just don't really remember.
I remember buying some weird combo flavor that they didn't have over here, and I went, oh, wow, crazy, and then I fucking
holy
because
no Reese's.
Uh-huh.
Snickers are pretty popular over there.
Uh-huh.
I find myself eating a lot of Snickers in Europe.
What's it like to find yourself? I wouldn't know.
Oh,
whew,
goodness. Well, I found myself in the Czech Republic, but I lost them pretty hard.
So. Mm.
Okay.
I feel crazy. I feel insane.
Yeah,
like I feel not
I feel like
good.
I feel like my breath got way worse after
my
after
breath definitely
that.
I'm sweating too, which I am wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Because I like all of
if I kissed a girl and like right after she drank that, I'd push her out of my fucking car. Like, God,
90 on the freeway.
Yeah, she'd be fucking rolling.
I wonder if I can convince the rest of my band to try that.
Probably. I think it would just go, hey, guys, and they go, oh, yeah.
I think the order of with which you could convince all of them to do it from easiest to hardest would probably be Dan,
yeah.
Jackie.
Dan would do it pretty quickly.
Either Marty or Amber, I think those are interchangeable. And then
no,
Matt
Marty's not going to drink that. Oh, yeah. It's got red 40 in it. There's no way.
Oh, so
Marty's
going to
go.
Last.
Marty's going to
Marty's dead last. Then yeah. So
I feel like
Dan, Jackie, Amber, Maddie, yeah. Marty.
Amber's pretty brave. I think she'd just go for it.
Yeah.
I think that Maddie would probably like it the most. Maddie or Jackie would be the most likely to like enjoy it.
Ugh. Yeah.
There's like a burning sensation behind my eyes.
It didn't do that much to me. I mean, like.
Well, that could be any number of things.
That could also be the fucking, the Red Bull you're dousing yourself with. On
well,
top of
I wanted to be funny on the mic.
Mm.
I don't know if anyone heard that little burp.
Did you hear that shit?
I did. I heard that from over here. Through the headphones.
Through the headphones. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
dude.
It was crazy.
Anybody have any Neosporin?
Yes, I think so.
I wish I did. It'd probably help my fucking
back. Do you have
back.
An open wound?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Your mic's crackling. Now it isn't.
Yeah, it's just broken.
Now it's not coming through. There's just a steady hum.
Oh, that's so awesome.
How about now?
There we go.
Okay, well, I'm just not going to move from this position.
Yeah, just don't move. And
don't
we'll
move ever again.
Uh-huh.
All right, you want to talk about this song?
Sure.
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 What's the full title of this song again?
You're
well,
crashing, but you're no wave.
And here's a snippet of it. And it's over. Look at that. I don't know how I'm going to do that in the video.
I like that idea. I like the... The idea of
and
having to solve
that problem.
And
here's a snippet of it.
And here's a snippet now.
Oh!
Yeah.
What would be the funniest thing to drop, like, over? There's no music video for the song.
Mario Goatsy.
Ooh,
that is a good Goatsy.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
I think that
Ronald Reagan saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear up this pussy.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
You go.
We saw a trailer for the Ronald Reagan biopic.
There's a Ronald Reagan biopic?
It's just called Reagan.
Dennis Quaid is Ronald Reagan.
Oh, so it's probably a positive look at Ronald Reagan then.
It definitely looked like one, yeah. He's got the voice kind of nailed, though.
Yeah.
I will say I was kind of impressed
by that. And
the
haircut.
That. Like him going like, what?
Follow you.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know what that peanut guy is saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought about taking my socks off, and then I realized people are...
Holy shit.
People are not...
Give me a foot.
That's fucking romantic.
Hey,
right
that's
there.
A train look, right there.
People are not paying enough money
that's a train.
On our
yeah,
Patreon.
No free feet.
Yeah.
We need at least $10,000 a month for the foot podcast.
You know what? There's some freak out there who wants to see all three of our feet that bad.
Yep. So...
Let's see. What's their name? Yeah.
Ian Joshua Riley.
Whoa. Probably straight up.
Dominic Maduri.
Dami. I had never read the lyrics or paid attention to them until today.
Today?
Same.
Oh, yeah. I never really thought about them until yesterday because we were with my friend Sam Han, and Sam is like another Fall Out Boy diehard,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And we were like talking about this song.
Mic's not coming through.
Hello?
There it is.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's gone again.
How about now? What about now?
There we go.
Okay, cool. Great.
It's so useful having the headphones on.
I know. Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to have a computer that will talk to you? Anyway, you were saying about Sam.
Wouldn't it be nice if my was Tom? So
if your my was Tom?
Yeah, I didn't really Tom? Think. I got scared.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I heard you get scared for sure.
A little scaredy boy.
Sam was talking about, like, the song is like, doesn't make sense with the concept of the record because it's this political piece and this and that. And I was like, the song's about politics?
Yeah.
And I literally just never, ever, ever thought about it.
Yeah.
All I knew about the songs that he said, case open, case shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of no, 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 like enunciating nothing. So I read the lyrics on the way down here. I was like, oh, wow, yeah, there's like a court case and a jury, and they're not.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I didn't look into it too much, but I did, because I'm kind of used to things like this, like I feel like every Me Without You record, there's at least one court trial with a bunch of talking animals.
Mm.
So I think that maybe I just confused these lyrics and thought it was about some sort of animal trial. So,
I don't think it's it's about a real trial.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's what Sam was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
Cuz Sam kind of dropped the knowledge on us.
Yeah.
A real guy with
a real
trial.
Yeah, a real ass dude, if you will.
Did you even know what the trial was?
I don't know. I'm looking
at
it.
I forgot. Let me get my phone. I just leaned over to my bed, chat. My bed is right there. If you wanted to know you wanted to know the layout of my room, my bed is right there, my bathroom is right there, my closet is right there. My computer is back there.
And you just came out of there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm gay.
Boo! You said it. I'm gay.
Get him out of here.
Oh, it's not Pride Month anymore. I can't be gay.
That's awesome. Crazy. You're crashing.
You're crashing, but you're no gay. It is about the trial of Fred Hampton Jr.
Who's that?
Who was convicted of arson in the aftermath of the acquittal of the police officers who beat Rodney King. Very heavy, quite political.
I literally always thought this was just another song about Pete Wentz going, I miss my girl.
My girl has such a big ass.
I would miss my girl if I lost a girl with a big ass.
Yeah.
I would understand.
Monumental fumble.
Monumental ass.
Monumental ass. Huge ass, huge
build a,
fumble.
Yeah, that's
build a statue upon that ass. That's a mon.
Worst part about
ass?
Losing my grandma.
I don't know.
Losing that monumental ass.
Build a house upon that ass. That's a nasty. Please try not to spill anything into my carpet.
I know.
That would be
luckily,
nice.
Luckily, the Skittles drink has
the
lid on it.
Dude, if the Skittles drink spilled into my carpet,
end of podcast,
I would have killed
sure.
myself.
worse than blood.
End of podcast. I feel like this would be our third blunder in a row regarding, because remember we didn't know why Pride Month was in June.
Someone on.
And then last week there was something else political that we couldn't speak on.
I don't remember what it was. Someone on Twitter reached out about our Pride Month misconception.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say?
I'm trying to find it.
Pride Month is in June because of Stonewall, LOL, is what they sent us,
yeah.
I think. And I was like, ah! Oops. Oopsie daisy.
I can't fucking find it.
Last week it was something else, though. What song did we do last week? Church?
Yeah, we did Church.
There was some other blunder I had.
We have some blunders sometimes.
We do have some blunders occasionally. Yeah. Yeah. It was something that two cis... white men.
I was in a band, and this band I was in 2011 that had a podcast for some fucking dumbass reason, and our singer was very I wouldn't say faux political,
mm-hmm. sure.
He's front facingly very political, whatever.
Sure.
And in one of the episodes of this podcast, and the questions that people asked us, they were like, "How do you feel about this?" And it was like a specific shooting massacre that happened.
Whoa.
And he was like, "I was like, I don't know what that is." And we were. He was like, yeah, well, that I wouldn't expect America to respond appropriately to this and that. And he went on a whole, American gun control thing.
Sure, yeah.
And ended up, the shooting that happened was between the North and South Koreans.
That's crazy.
It was completely off. And so he just had me edit it out because he was too
That's awesome.
Embarrassed to, get burned like that.
Are you guys still friends?
Fuck no. we're probably cordial at best.
Was this one of your attempts at selling out?
No.
Okay.
This is actually my most non-sellout thing ever.
I can't find it at all. I can't find that tweet.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe they blocked you because they were insulted.
I don't know if that's the case.
I think it was a DM. I think it was a DM. You sent me a photo of a DM.
Case open.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay.
Case shut.
At Gremlin Brains. DM'd us saying, dudes, Pride Month is in June because of the Stonewall riots. And I went, whoops.
Nice.
Well,
anyway, Horizon,
right,
an American tale.
Kevin Costner, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, we did not like that movie very much.
Movie sucks. Movie is 3 hours long and then shows you a trailer for the next movie at the end of the movie. And that trailer is
It's an American epic.
An American
Five-O Goes West is an American epic.
It's
this
an
is
American
shit.
Epic.
Kevin Costner should fucking off himself for it's putting
us
that
far. Yeah, no. That bothered me a
Who
lot.
Who else was in it? Which Wilson brother?
Luke.
Luke Wilson.
They couldn't even get Owen.
Dumbass. He should beat his own ass for that.
Oh, I finished Loki.
Oh, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
I should finish that at some point.
I liked it quite a bit.
It's a good show.
It's like it's the only MCU character with like an interesting arc.
Yeah.
Like Captain America is just like, I'm always good. I've done nothing bad. Finally, I get to have sex.
Yeah.
That's his arc.
Well, his arc is losing trust in the establishment.
I suppose, but that's one movie. I guess
it's
three movies.
It's
a few movies. Yeah.
Because if Civil War happened right after the first Captain America, he wouldn't have taken the stance that he did.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Iron Man's arc is like.
Iron Man has a hell
I used
of an
to
arc.
Kill. I used to kill people.
You know who doesn't
and now
have
I
an
killed
arc?
Myself. What?
You know who doesn't have an arc?
Most of the other characters?
Yeah. But Black Widow, especially.
No arc there.
Black Widow has no arc.
Nothing.
Nothing happens in
Quite
her movie.
Tragic.
Noah's Ark is from the Bible. It's not in the Marvel.
That's true.
You look real ugly when you say like when you say things like that to me specifically. It makes you look really ugly.
You look real ugly.
Like there's like wrinkles that aren't normally there and they just stay there. You know what I mean?
Graciously bring you on as third mic so often and you call me ugly.
I graciously don't kick you as hard as I can.
That's a good point.
Yeah, think about that. It could happen at any time.
It was a good joke, though.
Was it?
No, not really. I didn't really like it very much. Anyway, Black Widow, no arc.
Nothing.
Yeah, no arc.
Spider-Man, kind of an arc at the end there, I suppose.
I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah. Doctor Strange, basically no arc.
His arc happens immediately.
Yeah, he has it.
Yeah,
in
that's
the
a good point. Yeah.
He has it in the first movie, and then he's a wizard for the rest of time.
Yeah, and he's
you're a wizard, Benny.
Has a funny cape.
He kind of has one in the second movie.
Is the second movie Multiverse of Madness?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that is.
For some reason, I thought that was the third movie.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Anyway,
Marvel movies. Suck.
For as much material as Loki is in,
yeah,
I think he has the most definitive arc.
It feels like every time he shows up in a substantial way, he does like he changes a little bit.
Yeah.
And something about it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really like Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Owen Wilson in that show. I think he's great in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not really like playing himself like he always does either. I think he's got like there's like a very profound sadness about him.
Yeah.
In that show. I think it's really good. I really liked it.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
It really is.
No.
Case open. Case shut.
What would he say if he was ordering at a Mexican restaurant?
Queso.
Queso and salsa.
Check, please.
We get this guy
He'd
out
also
of here.
Say check, please, if he was at a Mexican restaurant.
Fucking your zipper's down. Why would you even look? You don't even have a zipper.
I looked because I was
grow
worried.
Grow up.
I'm going commando and this ripped and you saw my balls and penis?
I would That'd do what I do to most of my friends when they're like outwardly trying to expose themselves to me for a joke.
Sure.
I just try to grab it as hard as I can because then they fucking stop.
Yeah.
Your friend's
windmilling his cock behind you. Just like grab it once as hard as you can. And it will end. I
He'll
promise.
Never do it again.
He'll stop windmilling.
And
gone.
If they're trying to like moon you and like bear asshole fart on your head, put your whole hand in there. That's what you do. Everyone's your own personal finger puppet in this country.
Do that shit in Naruto.
Boom!
Right up there.
That'd
be
awesome.
Dope. That'd be fucking awesome. Anyway, I like this song.
I can't decide if I think the song is goofy.
I
musically it rocks.
Melodically,
I think.
Musically,
I love the bridge to the song. I love
press student time.
I'm trying to remember who the guest vocal is there. I keep wanting
it's Butch Walker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't even lying.
He is the voice of the... A genius annotation I read was like, oh, because his lyric is in quotes. So he's either... He's the judge.
Oh.
In that speaking, in that moment.
Okay, sure. I guess so. And you just have like a different vocalist do that line.
Yeah.
All this time I just thought it was Patrick and it was like just produced differently.
Sure. Yeah.
But...
Same thing with the Lil Wayne feature on that one song.
I thought that was Pete Wentz in Auto-Tune. Yeah, Tiffany Blues. Have we done that song?
We have.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, have you heard the version of that song without him on it?
No.
There's a version. You can YouTube it where Pat sings that section.
That's cool.
And so it's an octave higher, you know.
I think I'm cool with it either way. I think Lil Wayne is like used properly on
yeah,
that song.
I love that
think
song.
It's cool.
I love both versions.
I think that song's awesome.
Yeah, that song's amazing.
Have we done that song?
I think so.
I don't think we have.
I feel like we've had... Thank you, Tom.
Right. I don't think we have. We've done a lot of Foley.
This
but
podcast is so much of y'all just looking at your fucking phone.
I know. Just... It's not really an interesting visual element.
No.
I mean, it's part of it. I mean, people like the visual element.
People like when I look at my phone.
Yeah.
People love when I look at my
phone. People love that. I mean, I'm not looking at them anyway.
We haven't done it. It's on the wheel.
I'm looking at
it right now.
Holy shit.
They're not going to be able to see it.
It's going to be a bright rectangle.
I think the lyrics verge on goofy. I think they come closer to just being sort of ham-fisted.
Sure.
Or it's just sort of describing the events that are played out in there. It feels like, I don't know, how old was Pete Wentz when he wrote this? 26, 27, something like that? It feels like we've done all these songs, like, at this point they were probably being made fun of for how many songs they had about girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels just like, well, look what I can do.
This one isn't about girls.
Aren't both of his parents lawyers?
Aren't both of his parents girls?
Whoa. How imagine? Progressive. No, I think his is either his... He's a mom.
Either his mom or his
either
dad
has
is
a,
not a
he
girl.
Either has a mom and a dad or a mom or a dad.
Hmm.
Or a dad and a mom.
That Skittles drink hit me like a sleeping potion.
Yeah, no. I'm moving slower than
I'm
I
moving
would.
Different right now.
I feel bad.
Why couldn't we have done that at the end of the episode?
I don't know. Like the stinging behind my eyes is crazy.
Drink water. It's not mine. You can't have any of this. It's a personal bottle.
Personal bottle?
Personal bottle.
Personal bottle?
Personal bottle.
Personal bottle, sir.
Body armor.
I do think that this song, one thing that Sam and I talked about, he was like, the closer of this record is so good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like bites into its ass first. I hear how this song starts in such a jarringly like different kind of vibe that I just assume it is the weird song to close the record. And I always forget there's a song after that.
Yeah. It's essentially like the record has two closers.
Yeah, you could hear the song and it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, yeah, it could be either track. Song, I think.
Yeah. But I kind of hate you know how some of the songs on American Beauty, American Psycho have all like just the funny surfy guitar riffs that the vocal follows.
They do that a lot on those two records on American Beauty and Mania. Yeah.
But this song kind of does that to me.
Yes.
I really don't like that. Hey, what's up? My name is Tom. I'm gun in the mall.
Yeah. You have a gun in the mall?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went to the mall today.
It's a good thing we didn't get the gun.
It's a good thing they didn't find the gun.
The gun was actually a reward for lots of tickets in the High Five Sports Complex.
Oh, yeah. You go in there, hit enough fucking balls in the batting cage.
Yeah, you get a gun. They give you a Ruger.
They give you a 9mm.
Yeah.
And they say, go wild, go crazy.
Yeah.
Do something with
this. Do something.
At the High Five Gun Complex.
There you go.
I think that I've Got All This Ringing is like definitely a better song.
Mm-hmm.
I think my problem with this record has always been that it's too many songs.
It is a lot.
Because I don't think Bang the Dull Drums, it's 14, I believe.
Okay. Bang the Dull Drums, also annoying.
It
Bang
is,
the Dull Drums could be cut.
without bonus tracks, it is 14 songs.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say this song needs to be cut. I think if this song was like third or maybe second, even though I think Takeover is like a great track too. I think if this song was placed differently, it would also work a little bit better.
That makes sense.
Maybe after Thanks for the Memories, mm-hmm. like you hit him with this big single. I still drink out of breath because of it. You hit him with a big single, and then you hit him with this
what
song,
comes
maybe?
After Thanks for the Memories?
Don't you know who I think I am?
Boom, 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 boom,
oh, yeah.
boom.
I was about to say, it's one of the popular ones. I don't think you could put Weird Song into Weird Song.
No, like, I don't think you could.
Melodically Weird Song.
Yeah, I don't
also,
know. Fine,
don't
then, like,
Who I Know I Am or whatever.
Just somewhere else other than right before the end.
Yeah, you're putting that on your Mount Rushmore of Fall Out Boy songs last night.
We talked about this last night. What's your Mount Rushmore of Fall Out Boy songs? Just spit them. Spit them. That was the rule. You
don't
just
think.
Go.
Okay, West Coast Smoker.
Okay.
Awesome.
Head First Slide.
Nice.
Fucking, there's a lot of Fall Out Boy songs.
I don't know that one. There's a lot of...
That's a title that they could have used.
That's a lot of Fall Out Boy songs.
It wouldn't have been very funny, but they could have done it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Keep going.
It's not very funny now, but I'm laughing at it.
Stop. Keep going. No.
It's because I took him to a 3-hour movie today.
That movie sucks shit.
I think they're all from Foley. I'm not going to
lie. That's fine. That's awesome.
That's dope.
Fuck. Disloyal Order.
Awesome.
And $20 Nosebleed.
Oh, wow. Dope. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one. Head First Slide was on me and Sam's.
That's a good one.
I think that one might be the best song on that record.
I think that Head First Slide is amazing. I think I maybe didn't include mine because you guys both said it. I just wanted
Would
to be
you
different.
Second, though?
I don't remember.
You fucking contrary.
I'm trying to remember. What was yours?
From Now On We Are Enemies.
Mm-hmm. Which I heard for the first time last night.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
Yeah. Dope song. XO.
Also on Sam's.
America's Sweethearts. I had a fourth one. I don't remember what my fourth one was.
I don't remember either. I mean, it was a later era song. Like, it wasn't on. I know it wasn't on.
Afterlife of the Party.
Yeah. Interesting one.
I love that song. I think that song's incredible.
I think that song's pretty rad.
Blood cells pixelate and eyes dilate.
Thanks for the Memories into Do You Know Who I Think or Don't You Know Who I Think I Am? And that is awesome.
So dope.
That's a dope trifecta.
Yeah.
Mine was Head First Slide, Chicago, So 2 years ago. Fuck. I think
it ain't easy to just
retroactively I said
Kintsugi Kid
10 years. And then fuck. It was something off. Oh yeah, Don't You Know Who You Think I Am. What's up? Go away, Danner. Because I was fucking
Hey, my name is Tom. Hey, my name is Tom.
His name is Tom. My tweets that get the most interactions are just the ones where I either say I'm Tom or Tom.
It's a good bit.
It's a really good bit, and I know that now no one will forget.
Well, his name is Tom.
Can you tweet, I wish I was a Model T Ford?
I
know you've done that genre before.
I was about to say, many times I've said I wish I was an X-Wing.
You've said that multiple times, but also...
I wish I was an X-Wing. I had a dream I was a car?
I had a dream I was a car. It was a good one.
No, it was just I was once a car.
I was once a car.
Yeah.
I was going, what was last night's tweet Amber was like, you should tweet
that. Was that Sonic Dash on your phone?
You want to see the Sonic folder? Hold on, where's that? So that's Sonic Dash Plus. By the way, Sonic Dash. I pay for Apple Arcade like a fucking moron. And then, yeah, where's the Sonic folder?
I had Apple Arcade for something recently.
You did?
You did?
Yeah.
God, stop doing that. Where's...
I forget what it was, but like I downloaded something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was on my...
in the Sonic folder.
That's awesome.
There were more games in there.
I downloaded something on my Apple TV at my house, mm-hmm. and, like, I forget what it was, but I had to have Apple Arcade for it. And I was like, this is
the new
is
Sonic Dreams game. There's a new 3D Sonic game on there. No, it's apparently good. I want
to
play it.
Exclusive to Apple Arcade, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's not
well,
the
it
first
wasn't
time
that.
I've done that.
I did have, like, a Sonic game on my, like, Click Wheel iPod.
Yeah.
And I did play
oh,
it a
yeah,
lot.
Oh, yeah, there was a Sonic.
It only had, like, four levels or something like that. It was
four
a very
levels?
Milk Toast Sonic game. But you could play music while playing the game.
Yeah.
And there was also like a Guitar Hero like rhythm game that I downloaded onto my iPod. On the Click Wheel one.
That's cool.
That you could port your own songs into.
That's cool. That probably
yeah.
did not work great. What was
I did it
awesome.
With a bunch of really long stand-up comedy bits.
That's awesome.
So like I'd be like playing the words. Because I assume it just like picked out transients and
yeah,
put
yeah,
notes
sure
there. Yeah. 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 Anyway.
Case open, case shut. The oh, only yes. good part of the song is the bridge.
I don't know about the
I
only
like
good
song.
Part. I like the chorus.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay, I think I like the chorus. I really just don't enjoy the verses that much. Specifically the pre-chorus. The ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The
everyone's
bridge,
looking
again,
for
every time
release.
The bridge, when I'm getting
United
tired
States
of the song, the bridge
believe.
Comes up, and it's so heavy.
It's so awesome.
It's you know,
it's a breakdown.
Inverted
yeah.
root fifth, like power chords thing.
Uh-huh.
Chugged, also kind of a sad chord progression of melody. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite sounds in the world, are those
yeah.
things combined. So I love that section mm-hmm. of the song, and that like saves it for me. But I think if that wasn't there, I would probably find this song almost as annoying as Bang the Dull Drums.
Damn.
Yeah. Which
whoa.
I think that song is like that I to
the
me
song
that song
is
sucks.
Ass.
I think that yeah. I think that's the worst song on this record.
Yeah.
Easily
the worst song on this record, which is tough for a record that has fucking oh, that song. I was trying to think of like I was like, "Oh, what's the song that really annoys me?" And then I was like, "Oh, the one I'm
it's,
talking
it's
about."
One, yeah.
There's one song on this record that annoys me that I know is controversial to people, but it's the one with like a lawyer in the name or whatever, but there was a video
me
for it.
And you sitting in a honeymoon.
I don't really like that song that much. I think that song's
like
kind of boring.
I think that song's fine. I remember it getting played like a lot.
It was. I saw the video a million times.
I saw the video a lot, and then they don't really play it live ever, do they?
I'm sure they have, but they definitely didn't stick around.
They've been regularly playing Bang the Dull Drums.
That was such a bummer.
Yeah.
To see that, like, that's like one of the wheel songs.
Sucks
yeah.
so bad, dude.
One of the
any song
songs.
Where you can do this to the beat, anything that has pirate yo-ho, rhythm, yeah. you can yo-ho-ho a song, and you're writing a song, and you can
yo-ho-ho
it,
to it.
Bin that shit, or I'm going to cover your house.
Put it in
the
drawer. What do you think of swung breakdowns, like Periphery does all the time?
Define.
You know the song Prayer Position?
When I hear a lot of that kind of stuff, I guess technically it's swung. I don't really think about it. I don't really like the song Prayer Position.
I think that song's okay. I think it's got parts.
Sure. I think a bunch of songs on that record have parts. I don't really like that record.
I don't really like that record either. Is that three?
Three.
Yeah. What did they almost call it?
So, do you know anything about Periphery?
I've heard four.
Okay.
Hail Stan.
Hail
yeah.
Stan. I like that one.
I think that, I thought that
Blood
one was
Eagle's
pretty
sick.
Good.
Yeah.
So, their records are Periphery 1, and then Periphery 2. This time it's Personal. Periphery 3, Select Difficulty. So, they name things.
Yeah.
And in the, they're not always funny, but in the like documentary about making 3, they're going over, like, they're talking about what the name should be, and one guy goes, how about this, Periphery 3, Shrek 2. And straight up, like, I don't, like, the guy that says that in that video, I don't think that dude's very funny, but that shit absolutely
yeah, that would rock
me.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
It kills me.
Periphery 3, Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
But I feel like whenever I notice I'm writing a part like that, I usually bin it.
Yeah. Not because you can do this to it.
Yeah.
But you could almost do it. Like, think of prayer position.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of something like, I would not, if it's a breakdown, I would not need to mosh something like that.
No, because, like, I don't know. I want my breakdowns to be big and stupid.
There's an art to doing an unconventional rhythm in a breakdown. Like, Knocked Loose just did it on Suffocate, and they did a reggaeton breakdown. And it was sick as fuck.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
You can
do cool, different
rhythms.
Yeah,
of course.
Swung.
Just don't yo-ho-ho it. Yeah.
If you can do this.
Also, Meshuggah has made millions of dollars off of, you could basically say, doing to make a breakdown.
Good point, yeah.
That's not even that fucking weird.
No, it's not.
There's songs on the new record that were technically the rhythm, the way the rhythm sits over a 4/4 grid never repeats.
Are you talking about I Am That Thirst?
No, I'm not.
Which one?
I think Ligature Marks, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They played that when I saw them, and it was crazy.
Yeah. Case open, case shut.
Yeah, we have to get back to this.
This song.
Why can't this be a Meshuggah podcast?
Call Hosey, I don't know shit about Meshuggah.
Band's awesome, dude.
Meshuggah, I hardly know her.
That's awesome.
Do you want me to tell you something about your roommate?
Which one?
The new one.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not to disparage him or anything, but... Yeah.
Not to publicly say something about him.
It took me and famous guy Josh Travis bullying him to get him to listen to Chaosphere by Meshuggah.
That's awesome.
And it made me very mad. That,
oh, yeah, that guy's got an Axe FX sitting in there.
I know.
And he doesn't want to listen to Chaosphere?
He didn't at the time.
He's listened to it now.
In his defense, he listened to it and he loved it. But me and Josh Travis had to be like...
Just... If you have those things,
you fucking
and you make
bitch.
Some of that kind of music, you have to.
You
listen
have
to
listen
every
to
every Meshuggah record.
Yeah, at least
and just
once.
Get it over with.
Yeah,
that's lame.
Anyway,
if people don't listen to Meshuggah. It's almost as like stupid as not listening.
And I don't listen to either.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid that you don't. Yeah,
you seen the posters on my walls?
Yeah, there should be a big one that says "Beholder of Justice."
Stupid,
why have you forsaken them?
Yeah, I don't know what is this one.
Which one?
That's Origami Angel.
Yeah. That's Origami Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so absolutely no shade to Origami Angel, but by comparison to Hatebreed, your band does suck.
Whoa.
That shit out of here.
I think you would say that about like 90% of bands, though.
I mean, yeah, Hatebreed is one of my favorite
Pat
bands.
From
yeah.
Origami Angel is like lives in a Bane hoodie. So I imagine he
cool,
also,
man.
He listens
I love
to Hatebreed.
Bane, but Hatebreed is infinitely better than Bane and infinitely better than
of
Origami
Of course, but
Angel.
I'm just saying he probably listens to Hatebreed.
That's fine, man. Everyone's got cred. That's all good. what is this? What is Ginger? What is
Brockhampton.
It does say that up there.
Yeah. I don't know if they can
get it
see
out of
that.
Here.
Yeah, they can
get
see
it out of here. Hatebreed only.
Hatebreed only.
I have
a Hatebreed blanket. Someone bought me
really?
Tate got it for me on fucking Redbubble for fucking Christmas, dude.
I gotta get you Hatebreed bed sheets, dude.
Oh, they I did confirm that you can get that.
Oh, of course. You can get anything with bed sheets.
You can load up anything onto Redbubble. And that's how I have this phone case.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I made this phone case on Redbubble.
We should, for the thing we're doing, we should make them all as bed sheets. We should get really nice bed sheets to print on.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. For Madea Fakes the Moon Landing bed sheets.
God.
The 6 DVD box set.
Talked about doing a shitty bootleg thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's all kind of shitposty stuff.
Yeah.
And one of my big ideas is you take a screenshot of a movie, whatever movie, and then a timestamp, and it says under the next to the timestamp, whatever the big spoiler of the movie is. And then my first big one is a first drop, 2 shirts. One is Marley and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says hour 47 or whatever the dog dies. And then the other one's Old Yeller. Hour 9 minutes. The dog
the
dies.
The dog dies. Old Yeller dies.
That's really funny.
And then eventually, Jaws. 2 hours, 27 minutes. Vader is Luke's father.
Yes. Just, yeah. WalletRobbery.com.
Harry Potter 6. 2 hours in. a second plane hits the
there you go. The World Trade Center.
Classic. That's a good one.
Hogwarts, 9:06 a.m.
Awesome.
Second plane hits the North Tower.
A second plane has collided with Dumbledore.
Dude, that's why... That's Al-Qaeda was actually after the Golden Snitch.
Yo, that's awesome.
It's a heated game of Quidditch. They fucking got at it, dude.
What house was
Osama bin Laden? For sure Slytherin, dude.
Nah, he was Hufflepuff.
Dude, we should totally make a sorting hat over Osama bin Laden.
You could do that. Dude,
Potter 8.
We were talking about how apparently Osama was a huge gamer. Like he was really good at Star Fox.
Yeah. Well, he had
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Had, like they found like on his computer, he had like just a bunch of shit that you would not expect a guy like Osama bin Laden to have. Like he had Charlie Bit My Finger downloaded. Like he had that.
Real OG shit.
Yeah.
He was really committed to original memes.
It is weird to think about that the worst people in the world are also people.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
I mean, no comedy about that. Like just they might also like memes and destroying the world.
No joke, like, you know, our differences aside, Osama.
Crazy.
I kind of wish he was here to experience AI.
What do you think Osama would generate?
What would he generate?
What's Osama's go-to generate prompt on fucking OpenAI?
He's like,
whatever.
The Simpsons, Sharia law.
Homer
I'm
going to
generate
Simpson
that tonight.
Doing 9/11.
Lady Gaga, Wii Sports.
Charlie
up,
bit
Osama.
My finger. Too.
He had a Wii, didn't he? Probably.
I think he did.
I think he had a Wii.
I think he had a Wii. Should we title the episode Osama bin Laden Had a Wii?
Sure.
I mean, it's a bummer that he didn't get any of that like next gen shit, man.
Yeah.
He didn't get to play Horizon. No Monster Hunter World.
He didn't get to not play games on his PS5.
He didn't get the newest update of Flight Simulator.
He's not on Fortnite.
That's
dude.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He can't play.
If
fucking
Trump built the wall and Osama was alive, would Osama blow up the wall?
I would like to think so.
Similar to when Chris Martin from Coldplay said he wished Dick Cheney had heard OK Computer.
I didn't know that.
I wish Bin Laden had heard American football.
Isn't Dick Cheney alive?
Dick Cheney's alive, yeah.
He can
so,
still
I mean,
hear
he could
America.
Still hear yeah. OK Computer, yeah.
That's yeah. possible.
That's an insane
We've
thing
get
that
it
Chris,
to him.
Chris Martin said that the world would be very different if Dick Cheney had heard OK Computer.
This is the guy that named his kid Apple, right?
Yeah. Well, it's up for debate on whether he did it or Gwyneth Paltrow did it.
Either way, he has a kid, and that kid's name
is
Apple,
right? Yeah.
His name is Apple.
I hope Apple's okay, and I hope that guy gets his ass beat.
Chris Martin?
Yeah, why not?
He seems like a good
dude. He seems like a pretty good dude. I don't want him to get his ass beat. He just said a very goofy thing.
I hope he goes to Boston and gets beat up, like Moby.
You're hoping that he goes to Boston wearing, like, the wrong record label shirt. And someone fucking beats the fuck out
of
him.
Yeah, I hope for some random reason he's in Boston wearing an SOS shirt and gets beat up. I told you about the DVD where those dudes beat up Moby, right?
Oh, I know about the DVD where people beat up Moby.
I told you about Boston Beatdown.
No.
It's an old... when did Boston Beatdown come out? Maybe 05 or 06. It's
Boston
Beatdown. It's a DVD about Boston hardcore. The guy who made... what is the Sons of Anarchy spinoff? Mayans. Got
yeah.
the
oh,
Mayans.
Yeah.
Did it because he was in FSU at the time.
Mm.
And it's just a documentary about the crew, FSU. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they're driving, filming something. They see Moby walking by. So they just, the two dudes get out of their car and beat up Moby.
Who's Moby?
Moby, the musician.
Moby Dick?
No.
You don't know who Moby is?
Moby hasn't been relevant to anyone.
Oh, man. I guess, Moby was relevant when we were kids.
Barely. Moby was only relevant because people just happened to already know that Moby was relevant before. Moby
and he
was
also
not
know who this
life.
Guy is.
It was also, yeah, he was like,
that was very popular.
So he just walked by a documentary.
Literally, all that was happening was he was walking by, and it was like, it's funny to beat up Moby
in
the middle of the night.
If you heard like his three biggest songs, you'd be like, I know this song.
I don't even know them.
You know Porcelain.
I've probably heard it, but I just probably don't attach
it. He also is the, I think, probably the last musician ever to get his, like to do a theme for a movie that was used in, like, three movies in succession, because he did all the Bourne movies.
Oh, I didn't know
that. He had a song that closed the credits of every Bourne movie, until, I think, the Jeremy Renner one.
Gotcha.
But I could be wrong. It could be in the Jeremy Renner one.
What about the Mission Impossible theme?
Yeah, but that's not like, that's like the theme for Mission Impossible.
Checkmate, atheists.
All right.
Metallica's worst song before Lulu came out in, because of Mission Impossible.
I Disappear?
I Disappear. That's also that song why they sucks. Destroyed Napster.
Dude, the drummer in my, in the drummer.
His name's Marty.
No. The drummer in Maddie and I's like band before Sunnyside, like before we had that name or anything.
Sure.
He was like, we were like all picking covers, and he was a little bit older. He was like, I don't know, 4 years older than us, something like that. Hanging out with a bunch of high schoolers playing music. Real Ooh, cool guy.
Good.
And awesome. he was like, we should cover I Disappear by Metallica. And I was like, I don't know that one. And he was like, dude, it's like Metallica's like best song.
Oh, get away from me.
And I was like, okay.
Guy 4 years older than some high schoolers leaning in like, yeah. Dude.
Honestly.
Dude,
so,
dude. Do you know about I Disappear by Metallica?
You know I Disappear by Metallica.
Are you guys going to fucking fuck me?
Well, it depends on
maybe
your
visual
answer.
Element
depends on
was
my
a good
answer,
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard that song and I was like, this is the worst song I've
yeah,
ever
song
heard.
Sucks.
That
it's,
song
it's
blows.
God awful and terrible.
I don't think I've heard it.
Wow, wow, da, 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 wow.
This does not clear anything up for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I figured.
It doesn't beat Junior Dad. The 20-minute song
oh.
on Lulu.
Oh, yeah. I should try to suffer.
I forgot that Lulu like happened until like last week.
Really?
Junior Dad's yeah. on the Patreon wheel.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
20-minute song from Lulu.
Do you guys want to go yeah. over the lyrics of this song?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We because there were some lyrics that I looked at when I was on the way down here.
Going for like an hour.
Goddamn.
That's awesome.
And we still got to do the truth.
So,
oh man,
looking through
that
here.
That's going to be funny.
What's the truth?
Limp Bizkit the Patreon truth? Song. Yeah. It's awesome.
Wait, but the Limp Bizkit song, The Truth?
No.
Oh, what is The Truth?
We're going to show you.
We'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine questioning The Truth. I think the first verse lyrics are decent.
I agree.
Because I do like the final lyric. The headline ring reads, "The man hangs, but the jury doesn't."
The jury doesn't.
I thought that was a good way to bluntly say that.
That's tough.
I
fuck with that.
And then the pre-chorus with the melody that I hate, I don't necessarily hate the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
If this song wasn't based on like a real world thing, I would almost call this like a Fever era panic song.
Sure.
Sure. That could, I understand that.
Cause like it's very theatrical and over dramatic about everything.
Yeah.
And like, I like that about it. And that's why I was so drawn to it when I first listened to it today.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd obviously heard this before, but I didn't know that this was referencing a real event.
Sure.
So I just heard this like over the top like courtroom thing and I was like, oh, PogChamp. Then I looked at it and I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I like the second pre-chorus lyrics a little bit better. And everyone's looking for relief, a bidding war for an old flame's grief, the cause, the kid, the course, the charm, and the curse. I think the way he delivers that is cool.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cooler than the way it's delivered in the old one. There's so many fucking annotations.
I also like the press plays for whichever headline is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's really good.
That is a good one.
I will
lyrics
say,
in this are generally really good.
Yeah, the lyrics are good at telling the story. It's pretty clear what he's talking about every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is crazy that now that I'm reading the lyrics, they're very clear. But just because of how he enunciates on this record, I just didn't know. What
you
the
can't
fuck he
understand
was
anything.
I didn't like
saying.
The song enough to go through. I went through a lot of the annotations while I was driving at 85 miles an hour.
Awesome.
Yep.
Same way you read Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, I was also like, I managed to cut a lot of time off of the drive from Savannah to here, and I was reading Chainsaw Man half the time.
Hmm.
Stay away from me when I'm driving.
Text and drive, everybody.
Text and drive, everybody. I've already gotten tickets for it.
Awesome. Don't do that.
Yeah. But most of the annotation, there's not like a bunch of dumb annotations here.
There's I would imagine that, like, since there's not really much to interpret with this, it's all just laying out what the song is describing already.
Oh yeah, and that's kind of how it is. I was just kind of shocked that there wasn't at least one, like, I think the only one that was stupid, or at least was kind of funny to me, was for the first line, where someone has to clarify what a DA is.
Awesome.
Because some people thought that DA didn't mean district attorney. They thought it meant defense attorney.
Sure.
And then also, I feel like I saw an annotation that was just like, oh, about suits. Like, normally in court, people need to wear suits. And that explained the suit and tie line.
Normally.
Like, oh, got you.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool.
It was
cool,
that
cool.
Kind of, like,
I've never seen anything court related in my whole life.
Not so awesome.
Unimpressed birds sing and die.
Unimpressed yep. birds sing and die.
The attendee is dressed in formal attire, normally used for court hearings and weddings.
Oh.
This makes me so mad. This annotation on unimpressed birds sing and die. This imagery is reminiscent of Novocaine, a song that came out almost 10 years later, by the way.
Oh.
Which features the line, if you knew what the bluebirds sang at you, you would never sing along. Bluebirds are considered pretty birds with pleasant songs. Here it seems like the birds are already sick and tired of this court case and just want it for it to be over. Okay. Stop connecting songs to other songs.
I'm downloading.
Doesn't have to matter.
That.
Also,
you
this
fucking
person
morons.
Doesn't know what reminiscent means.
Yeah, no.
It just has the word bird in it.
And you want to connect it to a different lyric.
From 10 years in the
I hate
future.
These fucking
How do you guys
morons.
Feel about
Good
dudes
Lord.
Referring to women as birds?
I think it's pretty funny.
It depends
I don't
on
do it.
Who
it
it's
depends
but...
on the accent that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If it's like a British accent,
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
What about Ugandan?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what a Ugandan accent sounds like.
Yeah.
Could you give me an example?
No.
Well,
thank you for
knuckles,
asking.
Anyway.
Yeah. I forgot about Ugandan knuckles.
Ugandan
damn.
Knuckles is crazy.
Ugandan knuckles.
So I guess I do know what it sounds like. It just sounds like...
No,
I guess
that would no, also you don't know funny. What it sounds like. You know what it sounds like.
Sure. I know what Ugandan knuckles sounds like.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So if Ugandan knuckles called a woman a bird, I would think it was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah,
I think Americans...
I will show you the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think American accent, that bird over there, it just seems weird.
That bird over there.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about a choir singing guilty?
I think fun. That's probably like one of the more fun parts of this song.
Sure.
That's
I
that's
like the
what,
way the harmonies stack.
That's what led me to be like, oh, this is just a fictional court case because
sure.
that's so goofy.
Because
yeah.
why would you do that with a
why
real
do you like
court
this
case?
Song?
I think it's...
why are you alive?
I don't know.
No, I'm being serious now. Why do you like this song?
I like how...
We're doing jokes and japes, but I guess not.
Real ugly sometimes.
Oh.
Just kidding. But I genuinely want to know.
Yeah. I think it's I think the general mood is very like I said earlier, it's reminiscent in my mind of Fever era Panic, and I fucking
sure.
love that record. And like I don't really know how I feel now that I know that it's based on a real court case
mm-hmm.
with like pretty serious subject matter. Cause like on its own, if it was just like fictional court case, Pete Wentz, I'm on the docket for sweating. I'm guilty of it.
I'm guilty of having a boner for
I'm
you.
Guilty of having a boner
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know if you'd say it like that.
So if it was just something like that, it's like, I'm guilty of having a big old boner for you. Mm-hmm. And it was this.
Yeah.
For you, bitch.
And it's this goofy. Like,
yeah.
this is like an easy eight. But like.
Sure.
Wow.
But because like I fuck with the melodies. I fuck with the delivery. Like I think it's got a cool atmosphere. I like how kind of final it sounds, even though there's one song after this that is even more final than this.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
I think the lyrics are pretty colorful and evocative. I think, they're pretty obvious, but I mean, sometimes it's not a bad thing.
I love when lyrics are blunt.
Yeah, they're quite blunt, but I think it gets away with it. Yeah, I mean, really, my only issue is like the subject matter feels a little mismatched to the actual song, but like, why do you not like it?
I don't like it only because, okay, so you know, you're like, oh, it's theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Fall Out Boy being theatrical, sometimes I like, but like the Panic record to me is the upper echelon, like, of like theatrical bands and theatrical sounding music. I think almost every other band that's tried to pull that off totally sucks shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like, I don't really give a fuck about the Black Parade, you know, things like that.
That is crazy.
I don't think it's bad. I definitely don't think it's bad. Because when I listen to it now, I'm like, this is a good record.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't like speak to me.
Mm. Sure.
But I do think the record is good. And then there's been so many bands, The Funeral Portrait. All that old music sucks.
Yeah.
What was it? The Venetia.
You don't have
affair.
To say sorry. I really don't give a shit what they think about this.
Awesome.
This podcast,
yeah. That shit sucks shit. The Venetia Affair. That shit was fucking terrible. I think there's some band like Case
Vendetta Red.
Yeah, like just that kind of thing. I just don't really enjoy. And a lot of Fall Out Boy stuff where they did that, it's just, I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
This song melodically is like an example of that to me. Specifically, like I said, the mana 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 mana. It feels like bad vaudeville vibe to me.
Mm.
And I hear it and I'm like, oh, that sounds like, that's just ugly. That just sounds like shit.
I don't love the theatrics on this record. I think the theatrics on Foley are pretty dialed in.
Yeah, I agree. There's
that record is only theatrical when it like when the song calls for it.
Yeah.
Whereas this,
there's only one theatrical part of Foley that I hate.
Really?
Nope. It's just in What a Catch. The walk down to get into the chorus, the bow now now now, and then him going hi,
that's
all
awesome,
that combined.
I
do not like that part. I love the song.
Yeah,
I do not like.
I like
that part.
But yeah, I don't know. I was on a real kick of this song in like 2019, and I learned to play it, and I like having the riff in my hands was like cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like after that, I like never returned to this song. Like I even think on like subsequent listens of this record, I skipped this.
Mm.
And it could be just because I burned myself out on it. But like, I don't know. Not my least favorite song on the record. Not awesome. But
I'm gonna look at something about the track list real quick because I think I listened to this record. I try to always listen to records like in order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like a just play one or two songs or like a playlist person really. But when I listen to this record, and there's a few like this where I just get to a certain point and stop, and pretty much after the Carpool Tunnel of Love, that's like where the record stops to me. I like Fame, Infamy, but I don't.
Sorry, I was sending a picture to Molly.
Really care about the rest. So, like, yeah, this is a record where, it fits that to me. But reading the lyrics now,
you could cut Fame, Infamy too.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Yeah, like, I don't hate that song.
I don't hate that song either, but it could be
cut. If that record ended at Carpool Tunnel of Love, be fine.
Yeah.
It'd be a fine 10-song record. Again, bridge to the song, awesome.
Yep.
I love chugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of my soul, is chugs.
Your heart goes pum, pum, pum.
What's the Evergreen Terrace song, My Heart Beats in Breakdowns? I'm at that.
There's a Me and Him Call It Us song called My Heart Beats in Blast Beats.
I always wondered if a band did that.
Yeah.
I
don't know if Evergreen did it first. Maybe they did. I don't know.
I don't care.
Awesome.
Whoa.
Cool.
But reading the lyrics now, the song is less annoying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think anytime a song's like, oh, this is a concept song or a concept album, we're telling a story, normally none of that shit ever makes sense.
Yeah.
The only like concept record that I've ever listened to that made sense Home makes sense to me. Home and then the Boys Night Out one.
Oh, yeah.
Which, what's it called?
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
That one's
they
really
are
good.
Playing Furnace Fest.
I hope it's good because their last little EP was bad.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to play anything from that. I think they know what the deal is.
Yeah, probably.
I think they know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Play the first two records.
Yeah.
Get out. I love that band. I cannot wait to see them.
Yeah, I mean, I love that record, so I would go to that.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so I guess like earlier, if you had asked me at the beginning of the day what I thought of this song, or like before we talked about it with Sam last night, I probably would have been like, this song's like a fucking four.
Mm-hmm.
This song sucks, 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 sucks. Now I don't think that. I think a little more highly of it.
Yeah.
But not a ton.
You want to rank it?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to give it a 6.
I like it.
I'm going to give it a 6. Again, the bridge is awesome.
Yeah.
And
the
I think
rocks.
Lyrically, he does kind of succeed at it now that I'm finally paying attention and reading it.
I would like to point out as well that the theatrics on this song and this record and the theatrics on Foley are very different.
Yes.
Which
absolutely.
Is also part of why I want, like, because don't get it twisted. I do like the theatrics on Foley better than this entire
sure.
song. Like,
yeah.
On my fucking wall.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's also right here.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Whoa.
Don't shoot me.
No, yeah, for sure. I totally get that. I've always told people that I think From Under the Cork Tree is the better version of Take This to Your Grave.
Mm-hmm.
And Foley Adu is a better version of Infinity on High.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I think they just dialed it in. It's just, there's less goofy shit on it. And I think, like you know how you said, what was the song that you brought? Oh, $20 Nosebleed?
Yeah.
I think that song is goofy, quote unquote, in the same way that this song kind of is. But I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that song nails.
That song is also about a pretty serious real world topic. Like,
really?
Yeah.
What is it about?
George Bush and the.
Some
Vietnam
of that
War.
Song is about George Bush.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
Some of that song is about George
Bush. I should really pay attention to what these songs are about.
About Bush and also the Iraq War.
Okay.
Mostly about Coke, though.
Coke, too.
Oh,
yeah. It's not Coke about one single thing, but there are aspects of it that are. Kind of reminiscent of this, like
a
really serious real world topic.
Okay.
I remember we played that song in the car, like me, my friend, and his mom. And it was like the first time that like a mom was cool in my life about like a cocaine reference.
Oh, okay.
Whereas I think like, I don't know, just every other mom I had encountered would be like, that's awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't do that.
But Melinda Willis, shout out.
What's she look like?
Pregnant or not pregnant?
Let me think about what I'm into. Not pregnant.
Great.
You have to think.
I don't know what she looks like pregnant. So
I don't think I've definitely had this debate with people. There's no part of me that wants to fuck a pregnant person.
Yeah.
It is not appealing to me. If it was the love of my life.
I mean, maybe that'll change when I like if I get married to a woman and my
I think
wife
that,
gets pregnant.
I do think that would take up. Big exception to that rule.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just in
for sure.
Tell me about the pregnant people you fucked.
None.
All right.
He's all talk.
You had a
there, talk.
And I was like, "All right, let's hear it."
I was doing a thing.
Know,
he's
I'm
all bark and no bite. He's like a tree that's made of.
Are we spinning
out the carpet yet?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. We ranked the song. Now we're talking about having sex with pregnant women. So I thought maybe it would be time
that
to spin.
We all do all the time.
There it is. That's exactly what
that's
I wanted.
So awesome.
It literally panned out exactly how I needed it to.
Awesome. Well,
that was great.
Thank you so much for watching or listening, because you can do both of those now if you want to do either of them. If you're not doing either of them, fuck you. I don't like you. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/thedreadedwheel, where video versions of the Patreon episodes will now also be happening. From this point
Flex.
Forward.
Are we going to be able to put
Flex.
Video on Spotify?
On YouTube.
I know, but also on Spotify? Because Spotify has video podcasts.
The podcasts that I listen to that have a video analog, just put it up on YouTube.
Okay, well, there you go.
We can put it up on Patreon, though.
Oh, cool.
They have videos on Patreon.
Yay.
Yippee.
But,
Tom.
That's Tom. Follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistel Boys on Instagram at Calistel Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. Follow Tom at Tom Riffs, basically anywhere. If you buy something from a hardcore band, there's like a 20% chance Tom will get some money out of it.
Small shillings.
Small pennies.
Small shillings, please. Please give me money.
Tom, why don't you spin that damn wheel and we'll get out of here.
Here we go.
This is just to prove to everybody that it is real.
That it's right there.
What do we got?
It's hard to say I do when I don't.
Hmm. What's that from?
It's a B-side from this record. It's from Infinity.
Gotcha. Yeah, this song. It's okay.
Yeah, this song's all right.
It's okay.
I don't remember it, so...
I'm staring at Ratatat and thinking about how terrible that song is.
Yeah, we watched the video for Ratatat last night with Sam. That shit was dog ass.
Whitney on for that episode.
Oh, yeah, because that's like Whitney's song, right? Or is that just a rumor that I started? I don't remember.
It's true.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Whitney.
Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm not going to say anything really mean.
Awesome. That's She's in friend. Savannah right now.
So she could fuck up your
Whitney,
house,
All right,
Whitney,
let me give you some quick advice about Savannah while you're here. When you walk down to the end of Broughton Street, don't keep going. That's bad. MLK South Side, fine. MLK North Side, not as good.
MLK North Side, you'll find a man. His name is Harold.
You won't. Harold.
He'll have a string
a
at the end of his finger.
A guy named Harold
did
get killed there. Taqueria
really?
De Sol on South Side. Hit that. Go to Planet Fun. Go tell Jeff that his name is Jeff. He does think it's funny.
My name is Jeff.
Leopold's is overrated. What else can I say about Savannah?
I think I've had Leopold's because I went to Savannah.
Probably. It's just overrated, but it's worth going to.
It's okay. It was not worth the line.
No, it's absolutely not.
What is Leopold's?
It's an ice cream
Ice cream place.
Oh.
It's like famous.
I think I went there. Yeah, yeah.
Possibly. And if you see Tim Walls, beat his fucking ass.
Awesome. Woo! Tune in next time where all of that will happen.